Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I am here with two of my favorite people today. Y'all are going to love getting to know Stanley Burns and my sweet daughter, Madison Thompson.
Thanks. Thank you.
I should at least call you my sweet daughter, right?
Sure.
Okay, yes. So, Stanley and Madison are, like I said, two of my favorite people. So excited to get to hang out with them today. They are both getting ready to start their sophomore year in college. Mm-hmm. Madison is at University of Kentucky. It's fine.
Go Cats.
It's very far away from me.
Dang.
But it's a really good school, and she's loving it. It's great. But Stanley.
Yes.
A&M.
Go Aggies.
Woohoo.
You
can't do that. You're old enough.
Whoop.
You're going to get in trouble.
So. I don't care.
Whoop. I can do it. I graduated. But you're going to graduate.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be good stuff. So fun. I wanted to talk to them about multiple different things. One. They were both here at Sagemont all your life?
When did y'all start coming? In fifth grade.
Okay, so most of your lives.
Yeah.
Y'all grew up for sure 6th through 12th grade student ministry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Whole time doing the thing here at Sagemont, so we want to talk about that. But also, just finished their first year in college, and for parents and a lot of just in general, there's lots of concern and talk about when students, even kids that have grown up in the church, have been involved in the church, they graduate from high school and they go off to college and they walk away from their faith. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them did that. They actually went harder after their faith. And so I wanted them to come and just kind of talk about why, what were some of the factors that led them to that, continue to hold them in that. And then also, they spent the summer together in Tennessee. If you've been here at Sagemont very long, you know Cody Witucki was our student pastor for many years.
Yes.
And they both, but he is now at a church in Tennessee, pastoring a church plant in Tennessee.
Shout out Spirit City Ottawa.
There you go. We'll talk about it. But they got to go intern for Cody at his church this summer and actually lived with Cody's family.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all were roommates for the summer.
Not roommates, housemates.
Yeah. Housemates. Y'all know what I mean.
Well,
listen. And listen, I will tell, and I've said this to both of you, I think, the cool brother-sister thing that y'all did this summer was so fun. I know it was a blessing to you. I'm sure it was to you too. Because I even asked him, I said, are y'all like so ready to not be living in the same house? And you were like, no.
I enjoyed it.
It was so fun. Y'all had a really good time. So, it's been really great. So, just to start off, y'all both just quick testimony, how you came to know the Lord, a little bit about your walk with the Lord. Madison,
okay.
You can go first.
Me start? Alrighty. Well, obviously, I was raised by Christian parents, and I love my family. They taught me a lot. I was going to church my whole life, but I'm really glad when I actually accepted the Lord. I was six, but it wasn't at a VBS or camp. I mean, you don't go to camp when you're six, but it was at a Bible study at my house with my parents. So it was me, mom, dad, and my twin sister, Meredith. And all of us were just doing a little like Bible study book that they were leading. And I just remember them explaining what it meant to like have Jesus in your life instead of just knowing who he is. And I was like, well, I want that. Like, I want to have that. And it wasn't a scared of going to hell, anything like that. It was like, I want to know Jesus. And so I was sitting with mom, Meredith was sitting with dad, and both of us, without knowing we were doing it, both asked our parents, hey, can we do that? Like, I want to accept Jesus at the same time on the same night. So that was really cool. And then we both, like, I remember the overwhelming like joy of the Lord just rushing into my life for the first time. I wanted to call everyone I knew, which at that time was my grandparents.
Yes.
So I called all my grandparents and told them, and it was a very fun, exciting thing. So I always remember that exact moment when I accepted the Lord. Of course, I was 6 years old, so I didn't necessarily know everything it meant to follow the Lord day to day. So I kind of just went about life knowing the Lord and trying to be a good kid. But it wasn't really until junior high, student ministry, that I fully dove into what it meant to, like, die every day to the Lord. So it was really probably journey sixth grade that I first started thinking about it, and then journey seventh grade that I really, the message was take up your cross daily. And I fully understood at that point what it meant that I needed to be in the Word every day, following the Lord, and be an example of Him to other people. And so that was, like, I feel like when my life changed the most. And then just throughout high school, lots of ups and downs, learning what it meant to have my identity in the Lord instead of in people. Or I rode horses, so a lot of my identity was in how well I was doing at competitions. So that was a big thing I had to learn in high school. And I feel like, I mean, not even plugging, but Sagemont Students is the number one reason why, other than the Lord Jesus Christ, that I have a good relationship with Him. Like, I love Sagemont Students. It is a huge part of my walk in with the Lord. Lots of events and even just small groups just really solidified my knowledge of the Lord and my love for Him. And so I feel like going into college, I was very confident in my relationship with Him. I knew how to share the gospel. I went on a bunch of mission trips, and they taught us that I can talk to random people about my faith. So, yeah, so I feel like going into college, I was ready. And then college is a whole nother story. It just helped so much, like, being on my own and not having an expectation of who I was supposed to be when people met me. Just, I don't know, it empowered me even more to share the gospel and to share my faith. So, and then I found great community at the Baptist Campus Ministry at UK. Some of my best friends, great community, great small groups. And so, yeah, I feel like that basically sums
it up. That's awesome. I love it. Stanley?
Okay, my story is pretty similar to Madison's. I grew up in the church all my life, Christian household. I think I was like 7 or 8, I couldn't tell you the exact age. It was just like, I was like, dang, I really want to get baptized. I think I really understood it at that time. I think I just really wanted to do it. And so I ended up getting baptized. And then I just kept going to church. Like, my love for the church, like, never went away. So that was really good. And, coming to Sagemont and stuff. And then I think it was one camp night. I don't remember the guy's name, but, like, he was just preaching on something, and that's when, like, it really clicked for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like, now it makes sense. Because I don't deny the fact that, like, I think I accepted Jesus at that age, but it's more of, like, it just made more sense, mm-hmm. especially because I was so much older and, like, able to, like, comprehend
absolutely
what they were saying. And so then, like, trusting in that and then, like, just walking through it, trying to be, like, more of a leader in my small group and are just, like, around me, because, like, I'm very loud, I think, just pretty known fact about me. But like, trying to answer a lot in small groups, trying to, like, actually pour into it and, like, plug in, because it's mm-hmm. like, you get in what you get out. Mm-hmm. So just constantly doing that. And then, like, just walk, like Madison said, like, highs and lows, you're gonna have ups and downs and stuff, like, mm-hmm. with, like, loving myself or just doubt and stuff like that. But I got through it. I'm doing better. Like, now I'm at A&M, and I think that's just, like, yep. a sign. And then just going off to A&M and, like, being on my own. Like, I was in a, like, pretty strict household, like, curfew, all this. Mm-hmm. Like, couldn't go most places. So being on my own is just, like, dang, I can do this now. I can do this now. Like, nothing bad. Like, I mean, like, being out at, like, 9 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But
well, and here's the thing, Stanley. I think that's so important, because I think there is that thought of, oh, they're going to go away and go crazy. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think there is some of that of, like, but it's good for y'all to go away and make your own decisions mm-hmm. and have to do some things. And, but have to, when you're at home, having the boundaries mm-hmm. help you make good boundaries for yourself, yeah. you know? And that's super important. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So talk a little bit, y'all both, talked about Sagemont and being here in Sagemont Student Ministry. And parents, if you're watching, hear this. I think this is a huge thing for parents. I think so often we feel like we have the full weight of parenting and raising our children, which I know we do. But, oh my gosh, the benefit of having other voices that are saying the same thing you're saying, but they're hearing it from other people, is huge in parenting. And so if you have a student in 6th through 12th grade, get them in a youth group, one that you know and that you can trust. What they're hearing and what they're being told, if it's not at Sagemont, find one. Hugely, hugely beneficial. And so y'all were very blessed to have 6th through 12th grade with Cody.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is like in student ministry, that's kind of an unheard of deal for someone to stay in a spot like Cody did. And y'all were so blessed to get to have him for all of those years and get the benefit of him and his leadership, his wife, Carlin, seeing them have their babies. I mean, all the different things. And to the point, this summer, if you are at Sagemont, they actually had the Wataki Cup.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
They made, like, it was like the big winner.
Yep.
Won the Wataki Cup.
Yep.
Like, they changed.
Used to be the Morgan Cup, then the Gad Cup, now it's the Wataki Cup.
Wataki Cup. Okay. Like, it's a crazy deal. And then also, what were the groups this summer?
They're water bottles.
Water bottles, which is kind of strange, in my opinion. It's fun because water bottles are a deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all both came this morning. Did y'all both bring a water bottle with you?
Yes.
Mine's in my car, but
okay, yes. It's just that all the time. All the time have the water bottle. So it's very on trend. So what all did they have? They had, what is Maker's Mark?
Members Mark.
It's the Sam's Club water bottle that is always there on Wednesday nights at student ministry.
Oh, it's like the little plastic ones. Yeah. It's the throwaway ones they give. Yes. Okay, got it.
And they came last too.
Oh, poor guys.
They did.
And then there was
Hydro Flask.
Awala. Oh, Awala.
And
Stanley.
Stanley.
And then Stanley.
Yes.
Which is also your name.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And so what age group was in Stanley?
Do you remember?
All of them are mixed.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all mixed now. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there were some very specific boys that ended up in Stanley group that also looked up to you.
Through the years. They are real ones.
They are real ones.
Kanan, Jacob, others that I don't remember. Those three, they text me individually, like, Stanley, like, can we get your name or like your face and put it on a shirt? I'm like, yes, do it. Like, we need a win. Oh.
So Jason Ryan's son is Kanan, who he mentioned, who was in Stanley.
That's a terrible picture.
Okay, and they're pink, which is awesome.
Well, because Stanley, the color team
was
Stanley
pink.
Pink?
Okay. Yeah. Which makes me laugh too, which is so. But look how much.
They had little signs with like pictures
like
of his face.
Head of his face.
Yes.
That spirit right there. And I think it was good. God knew I couldn't be at that camp because my ego would have been through.
Oh, that's true. That could have been real bad if you were like actually there.
That would have been bad. I think God knew.
Right. But this was enough.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And we won. Stanley, don't lose. Stanley, don't lose. You heard it here first. I don't lose. Stanley doesn't lose. That's why we won.
What would you have done?
I would have been mad.
It would. I think it would have been a deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would have been a deal.
He's great motivation.
I said, y'all better win. I could find the text. I'm like, y'all better win. If we lose, we're gonna have a problem.
And they did it for you.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So fun. Y'all, listen. Here's the deal. These high school guys look up to Stanley because he's fun and he's a blast all the time. But also, if you want your kids looking up to somebody, yeah, we want them to be fun, polite, respectful, all the things. But love Jesus and following after him? Yes, please. That's who I like my children to see, look and see. And so, good job. You are fun and they love it. But also, you are great just influence and like, hey, guys. Yeah. This is what we're doing. Like, it's worth it. So we just had to show y'all the shirt because I thought it was so fun. So fun. So it's crazy because you were living with Cody.
Yes.
And Stanley won the Wataki Cup.
I was Cody's favorite as well.
Okay.
I think it only makes sense.
I was like, there might be people out there going, wait a second.
They know.
I think Cody might be going, wait a second.
Cody might be like, wait. I didn't have a favorite, right? That's what Cody would say.
He knows. He knows.
That's so funny. Okay, so talk a second about, both of you, about transitioning into college.
Okay.
And again, you go off to college and y'all both went away from your families on your own. You could have chosen any path you wanted. Why did you choose the path that you chose to get involved in a Christian organization, to build friendships with believers, to go out on the campus and talk about Jesus to people and all those kinds of things? Why did y'all pick that?
I'll go first. So going into A&M, like, they have, like, this Fish Camp or Impact stuff. And so, like, I wasn't allowed to go. I didn't go to any of it. So, like, going in, I didn't really know anyone. And so my only friend was Isabella. Shout out, Isabella.
We love you, Isabella.
And so she texts me one day. She's like, hey, Stanley, like, you want to go to this? And I'm like, yeah. So she didn't have a car. So it was like more like you're taking me. And so we went to like this Young Life event, like root beer kickball. So much fun. Like,
what was it?
Root beer kickball.
Root beer kickball.
It's like kickball where you're playing with root beer in your hand.
Did you have to like chug a root beer or something?
You just had to carry it in your hand while you were playing. And like, I was wearing my new white shoes.
Oh, no.
When I tell you it got on my shoes, I was really mad, but it's okay.
Stanley doesn't like to get dirty.
I don't like to get dirty. But it was a really good way to like to get just an experience. And we're like, maybe we should go back, because like the people who were there like just welcoming us in and stuff like that. And so we started going to more events and stuff like that, and then we just got plugged in, became like Young Life leaders and stuff like that. But it was really hard in the beginning, especially because like I just didn't know anyone. So like most of my time I was literally just in my room, like just by myself, because I'm like, I don't know anyone, I don't know how to meet people, everyone's already in their groups. And so I was like wrestling with the Lord so much. I was like, why am I, is it so hard? Because it was so easy back like in junior high and high school, especially just because everyone knew me. So it's like, I don't care if I'm being goofy and stuff. I mean, I don't really care now, but it was just more of a difference. And especially when people don't know you, it's like, that's just weird. And so it took a lot of time just like finding the right friends, finding the right friend group. And like it took going on a trip to, I don't know where it was, just some Young Life camp. And then we all hung out, became really closest friends, like my friends in college. And then like after that, I just had like a group of friends, and like we just kept growing together, and it was just really good. But just, I think going away really helped me experience that like you have to be outgoing. Like you can't just sit and expect people to come to you, because it's just not gonna happen, especially when people have their own friends. Because a lot of the time people aren't looking to talk to the person sitting by themselves.
Very true.
And so, just realizing that and realizing, yeah, I have to make my own decisions. I can't like have my parents picking this stuff for me, like with the church as well.
Yeah.
That was whenever we had our senior retreat. That was one of the biggest things they said, is like finding a church, going to many churches, and like trying so many different out. I think I tried on maybe like 5 or 6 different ones, because there's just so many in College Station. And so trying those out, and that's another thing of relying on the Lord. Am I going to the right place? Do I want to go here because it's bigger and I'm like just used to it, I can like fall into the crowd? Or do I want to go to this place where it's dang, I have to pour into it, I have to and so just navigating that. And then it took me like pretty much like my spring like around spring break time, I was like, I want to go to this church.
Where did you decide to go?
Salt City.
Okay.
It's a plant church out of Restoration.
Okay.
I just, it really felt like home, because I was between that and another church, and I was just deciding between it, and I was pretty much I didn't know, I was like praying to the Lord, like, just please, just help me figure this out. I was talking to people. Haley Haynes, she went to A&M, she's like, Stanley, go there, don't go to like that other church, like you should really be there. And so like I kept going, and I was like, okay, this is where I want to be. And it just,
that's awesome.
It was really
pivotal. That's great. I love that. Yeah, finding a church at any season is difficult because you have to be purposeful, and you have to walk in, and you have to be willing to go talk to somebody, not just sit back and wait for people to talk to you. And so I think parents, that's another thing. As your children are growing up, encourage them, go talk to people, be the one to walk in the room and walk up and introduce yourself. Don't just wait for that to come to you. And so, because then you end up getting to be the people that walk up to the person that's alone and help them feel included. And so I love that. So Madison, you took off to Kentucky.
Yes.
Didn't know anybody.
Right. Pretty much.
Yeah. I guess Tia was there.
I had Tia.
That's right. Yeah. Tia was there.
One friend from Sagemont Students.
Yeah.
That went to
crazy that she was there. So yeah. Fun. Y'all were there together.
Yeah.
So, you went up there. What, tell, even just that first week of what you were doing.
Okay. Yeah, so I also, obviously, UK in total is like 16 hours drive away, basically. And so I'd never gone to orientation or any
like
camps or anything either. I just showed up for K-Week.
You did an online one.
I did online orientation during camp.
During Well, that's right. During Sagemont camp at Tejas, you had to go find a room to sit in to do online orientation. Totally forgot about that.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
yeah. And anyway, and so I got there on like a Sunday or something, and it was intro week, which we call K week. And so it was just a bunch of events, no classes yet. And like all of the Christian organizations were putting on so many different events. And then I was in like this Ag LLP living learning program. So it's like you go on a lot of trips and stuff with other Ag students, which was really fun. So anyway, K week, I just made sure to go to as many events as possible. Like I literally just, if it looked mildly interesting, I was there. Even if it didn't look interesting, I usually just went ahead and went if I could. Because I just wanted to try out everything. Even if I was tired or didn't feel like it, I just went ahead and went to everything so that I could find the really the spot where I fit in and the spot where I felt like I could serve and stuff like that. Specifically looking for campus ministries. The BCM was the first event that I went to at all, which was kind of crazy. And I was with my roommates and some of the sophomores from the BCM came up and talked to us and they were really nice and they asked if we wanted to go play games. And so I just went and played with them and they had Goggle Ball. And if you know anything about me in student ministry, I'm really good at Goggle Ball. So I did, shameless plug, I did go and win like 10 games in a row and nobody could beat me. What can I say? Anyway, that's
thank
not
goodness
the point.
Y'all are both so humble. We're working on it.
I have very few things that I very much brag about, and Goggle Ball is one of those things.
Of all the things on the list.
Hey, I don't know, man. But anyway, I feel like as silly as it is, it was also like very much somewhat like peace from the Lord of like, hey, this is a cool place to be. And because I was I was being competitive, but everyone else was just joking around. And then anytime I got out, I was having really good conversations with people. And then afterwards, I helped tear down. And so I know how to roll up the Goggle Ball because Sagemont students. And so I helped roll up the Goggle Ball and just do all this stuff. So I got to already have an opportunity to serve with these people I didn't even know. And I went back to the BCM with them and just super random. So that was kind of definitely the Lord just immediately showing me where he wanted me to go. That being said, I still went and tried 6 other campus ministries. Crew, what else is there? CSF, RUF, all the acronyms. I don't remember all of them.
Well, and I think it's super cool because both schools y'all go to are public universities.
Yes.
And y'all, the Christian influence on public universities is large. It is there. It's you have to be purposeful. You have to go. Sure. You have to do the things. It is there. There is huge places for believers to plug in at public universities.
Yeah. UK, I mean, obviously A&M too, but like UK is crazy how much it is just like super welcoming to believers. It promotes the Christian events so much. It is so easy to find a campus ministry. There's so many options. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like for being a public school, it is honestly not hard to find those places. Like sure, you have to be consistent, but it's really cool.
It's there. Yeah. And I think that's important even for maybe all adults to hear, because I think so often you hear the kids today or young people or those in their 20s that are making not great decisions or see the world in a very different, not biblical worldview, but just this worldview. And I always want to go, there are those, but there are also that same group of people that are chasing hard after the Lord, that are standing up for him. And we have to know that it's both and, you know, it's not just, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to the world? Yeah. No, there's some amazing people.
For sure. I also got invited to parties and could have been doing silly things too. Like that was just as available.
Absolutely.
But that's not to say that's what was overruling by any means.
Yeah.
And it was easy to just be like, oh, no thanks, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just, especially there's at A&M, they have this thing, what's it called? Northgate, like this big place, or just like all these bars and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's quite literally right across the street from A&M. Yep. And it's just, it's so easy for just people to like be like, hey, you want to go? Or just, yeah. I guess another thing, I just being rooted, like growing up mm-hmm. in a Christian household, just being rooted in that and being like, no, like my yeah. parents, I can't think of the word, but like they instilled in me like, mm-hmm. don't do this. And like mm-hmm. they led by example. They didn't yep. do that stuff. And that's like another big thing. It's like you follow what you see.
Yeah.
And so that was why it wasn't hard for me to just be like, I don't want to do that. Or
yeah.
no, it's yeah. pretty easy for me to say no to things
yeah.
that I don't want to do. Yeah. So.
Well, and I think that's such a good thing, too, because, again, just like I was saying, how important it is to have your kids in church. At the same time, if that's all your kids are seeing is y'all walk into a church building and walk out of a church building mm. and it's not during the week and you as a parent do not have that personal relationship with Jesus that they are getting to see all the time, and it is that instilled and rooted thing. This isn't just something we do. This is who we are. Makes a, of course, makes a huge difference.
And I think one thing that was really helpful to me about that is that I didn't just see, like, how to live for the Lord in the church. Like, I had, like, specifically with horses, mm-hmm. I was around people who were not believers and, you know, cussing, drinking, mm-hmm. whatever, totally different lifestyle, and was still friends with those people and loved them very, very much. So then when I went to college, I have already been invited to parties in high school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a weird thing for me to be like, no, that's not what I believe. That's mm-hmm. not what I agree with. Mm-hmm. And still have relationship with people that's who right. aren't different from me. Mm-hmm. So then when somebody comes up to me and asks me if I want a drink, no, I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, somebody's asking yeah. me for a drink. You know, I'm used to that. I'm not
right.
like, you know, sheltered Christian. Like,
yeah.
it was so important that I had other experiences mm-hmm. than the church
yeah.
before I went to college.
Yeah. And I also think it's so good to be able to say, I can say no to that and no to what they're doing, but that doesn't mean I have to say no to that person
yes.
and caring about them and sharing Jesus with them, even just in how you're living life and they can see that, or how the conversations you have with them.
Yeah, because it's like just a difference between like what communities like you should be pouring into and what communities you should be getting poured into.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I think being able to like yes. differentiate and know like, okay, like God placed me here because he needs me to minister to these people, or mm-hmm. being here because mm-hmm. I need a Christian community to hold me accountable for certain things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a big part is you need both, right? You need to be getting poured into, but then mm-hmm. we're supposed to be pouring out. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I will say, and I will, this Cody Witucki and his relationship with the Lord, he came in and y'all's high school years, he was so purposeful in, we're not just going to do church. You are going to learn how to go out and be mm-hmm. the church. Mm-hmm. And they trained y'all on how to share the gospel. They took you places and said, go meet strangers and walk up with the purpose of a gospel mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. And so it's so cool to see y'all outside of Sagemont, outside of Houston, where you are doing life, still doing that.
Yeah.
Like walking into a place going, no, this is, we serve, we share the gospel, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody's heart for that 100% made a huge impact.
Definitely.
For y'all. Like even, okay, so that, I only might have to do a couple more minutes because I know y'all have places to be. They're trying to get all their fun stuff in before they leave for college. but this summer for y'all's internship, y'all could have chosen 100 different things to do this summer, right? So many different things. But y'all chose to go intern in a town you'd never been to before with people you'd never met before besides the Witukis, to go and do that. And so talk a little bit about why that was important, why you chose that. And then share a little bit specifically about the outreach that y'all did. Because I think most people would be like, y'all did what? You walked up to who? Where? You know, I mean, that seems even an overwhelming thing. I think we should all do it. But I think it's sometimes yeah. that's an overwhelming thing. Mm-hmm. So why'd y'all choose Tennessee?
I can go. Well, I think I was definitely planning on staying home this summer.
Yes, she was, Cody.
Sorry. I just, like, all through my senior year of high school, I'd been thinking about it, that I wanted to do an internship for a church. I have never felt called to ministry. Right. I don't want to work in a church necessarily, like, as a job. I will always serve in a church. I love it. But I just love student ministry so much, and I had gotten so much out of it that I wanted to give back during that summer. So I was gonna intern for Sagemont Students, RIP. But then Cody left Sagemont, and so when I saw him in December, I was like, Cody, what the heck? Now I don't get to work for you next summer. He was like, well, actually, if I get an opportunity to have a resident, or they call them residents up there, a resident at Spirit City, you might just be getting a call. And I was like, haha, but no, actually, like, you have to call me. That would be really fun. So anyway, he did. And I actually had an interview with him and Miguel on the same day,
yeah,
which was really funny.
It's a deal.
But he, just like talking to him and his heart behind, like, why he had moved up there, mm-hmm, and what his hopes for the church plant were, it just really got me excited and, like, wanting to serve in a place that, like, needed it so much, I guess, mm-hmm, needed the help and, like, the exposure to build. I mean, it's a small church. Mm-hmm. They're, mm-hmm, just starting up. And so, mm-hmm, getting to be a part of that and watching the church grow, even over the one summer we were there, mm-hmm, was super exciting going into it. And, you know, definitely is what happened coming out of it. Like, yeah, I'm so glad that I got to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, me, I wanted to be an intern, but I was going to wait until, like, I was older to do it, like maybe my junior, senior year of college, because I wanted some people to get out because I felt like I was just too close to them.
That's okay. I get that, because y'all are 19 and there's, yeah, seniors that, yeah, are right behind you. Yeah.
And so I kept, Cody knows, but I kept sending him like referral stuff for like ministry things, like when, sort of like a lot of Young Life things, or I went, mm-hmm, and worked at a camp over spring break. So I just kept being like, Cody, can you like put in a good word for me, like all this stuff. Then one day he just texted me. He's like, hey, who knows, maybe I want to do ministry one day. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And so then I was originally going to work at a summer camp, because, mm-hmm, I had worked at it spring break and I just loved it so much. I'm like, I really want to be here. So I was going to do that for like a good chunk of the summer. And then Cody called me, because I was like almost done with like the process, mm, of it. And then Cody's like, hey, like, if you want to come work up in with Spirit City with me, like, I'd love to have you. And I'm like, in Tennessee? I'm like, first I'm like, no, like, why would I want to do that? And then I was like thinking about it. I'm like, okay, like, why would he ask me like all these different things? And so I started like thinking about it. I was like, told my mom, like, Mom, like, Cody asked me to go be in Tennessee with him this summer. What? Tennessee, like, Stanley's like, Stanley, maybe you should do it, and da da da. I'm like, okay, whatever. Started talking about it. She's like, you should ask your father. And I'm like, okay. I had a gut. My dad says no to like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like, I love my father, but that's one of his favorite words. And so I called him, like, hey, like, Cody asked me to like come do this. He's like, son, I really think you should do it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No, like, you're supposed to say no. Like, I don't know, maybe because I was older and I was in college, like,
yeah, wants you to do a, yeah, thing.
He's like, this would be, yeah, like a really good way for you to grow, and like, mm, da da da. And I've never considered ministry in a way, mm-hmm, as like a full time job. And so I was just thinking about it, praying about it. Like, I kept asking so many people. Like, I asked Joseph, like my old small group leader, like, mm-hmm, Keenan and stuff. And I'm like, I just don't know what I should do. And they're like, well, Stanley, we can't make the decision for,
yeah,
you. It's like, no matter what you're doing, like, you're gonna be serving the Lord. So it's like, you just have to pick where, right, you want to go. So obviously I ended up at Tennessee. It was amazing. Like, yeah, I was really nervous at first. I didn't know Madison was going, like, until towards the end. Cause, like,
yeah,
oh yeah, Madison's coming up there. I'm like, yes, thank, yeah, you. Cause, yeah, I'm like, I didn't want, it's like, I don't know anyone. I hate going to new places. Mm-hmm. I hate meeting new people. And so I was like, thankfully, it was a familiar face. And,
yeah,
then the residency, all the other residents met before, because me and Madison came up later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was another thing. Cause when we first got there, our first thing we did, we went to the Knaus house. And so they were, all the residents were downstairs, and like, hey, and I'm like, that's overwhelming. All these different people running up to us. I'm like, please, like, calm down. Like, I get it, but you're excited, but please just give me a chance to, like, get to this hilly, all this stuff. Like, but it was a really good experience. Yeah. And just, like, being under Cody and just his love for the church is just, and it's like, unlike anyone I've ever met. Like, dang, we really got to get this out because we want to see. Like, Cody was going here and there and And it just felt like some people couldn't see that, especially because they're like, the church is so much smaller. And so, like, you feel it when people aren't there and you feel it when people are there. And it's like, there's so many highs and lows. And a lot of the times I felt discouraged. I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm canvassing, putting all these, giving people all these cards and stuff. And I feel like I'm not doing anything. But the events we would have and then just seeing all the people who would show up, it was like, okay, we're actually doing something. Yeah. It's just, you can't see it in that moment. It's like, not evident, just like not losing faith and just realizing like God through all those moments and just learning from Cody. And like, even like me, Madison, Cody and Carlin sometimes just be up and we just start talking and like, those would be just the best nights because you just get to hear like from them and their experiences and just talking with them and just like getting poured into like, kind of unofficially.
Yeah.
And so it was really like beneficial. It was amazing.
I love it so much. And so this church plant that y'all were working with meets at a middle school.
Yes.
And so this summer y'all didn't have to do a ton of setup and tear down like they do during the school year.
Right.
Because there wasn't school going on. But y'all would go out just into the community, walk around the parks and talk to people, coffee shops and talk to people, literally just going out, inviting them to the church, talking to them about Jesus, walking to strangers, just walking up to people. And it's so cool because I know y'all built relationships with people just out in the community by doing that. And it was an encouragement to me of like, hey, if you go to the same place every time, ask the lady's name, ask the guy's name. If they're going to be there the next time you see him, say hello and say that most of the time they have name tags on, you know, say their name because y'all got to do that and see the benefits of just loving on people and encouraging them.
Yeah, because we did a lot, like, there's a big park in Ootowah that's really nice. So we did a lot of canvassing there. We literally just had cards in our hands and would just walk up to people and be like, hey, you know, like, how are you doing? Can I tell you about this church?
Yeah.
And
also, for all of us that the people are walking up to, be nice to them. You know, be nice to them. They're they're trying to do a thing.
Yeah, true. But for the most part, people were really nice. Like, people might be like, no, like, I'm busy. Okay, have a nice day. Yeah. You know? But it was really fun. We got to meet people.
So
got to see some of the people that, like, we literally handed a card to show up at church on Sunday, which was awesome. And then even just this coffee shop that we love, Wired. The lady that works there, her name is Liz.
Amazing.
She's so sweet. And so we got to talk to her a lot about, she asked, what do we believe? And we got to share the gospel with her just after 50 billion times of going to this coffee shop. And the checkout person at Trader Joe's, I got to invite to Spirit City because I love Trader Joe's. So I was there all the time.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. And so, anyway, it was just cool getting to, like, have something so tangible to share, as in a card, and the knowledge of the church, and then that lead into just sharing Jesus. It was a really, like, it made it a lot easier, and it was really fruitful conversations.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, as y'all are getting ready to go back to school, y'all are both, by the time this airs, they're both probably going to be back at school. Real quick prayer request from each of you that anybody watching can be praying for y'all this semester.
Great. Y'all.
It's real. College.
It is so real. The difference is just like, high school, I didn't have to study. High school was so easy.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like, people are like, oh my gosh, it's hard in the moment. Then you get to college, like, dang, I have to wake up for these classes. Sorry.
And you have to wake up for your classes, Stanley.
Like, there were so many. I'm like, never mind. I'm not going to call myself out.
Good. But that's probably a good
there
plan.
Were just, like, times I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I didn't do it.
This is the hard thing is there's not a teacher or a parent going,
no,
you have to do it.
And then it's like, oh, I went to high school. I can wake up at, and no, you can't. Yeah. I couldn't do it. And I'm not a morning person. I knew that.
Yeah.
And I still did it. And I was dumb.
Yeah. Don't do 8 o'clock. They're
don't. It's
hard.
Not worth it. But like genuinely probably grades because that was probably my biggest weakness.
Okay.
And just the school year and young life and stuff. So that'd be my biggest.
Awesome. We'll be praying. Mm-hmm. You have to report back at the end of the semester. Let us know.
Yes. All A's.
It's going to be great. Maddie?
Also grades. I'm trying to get all A's. I had like one B last semester. I'm so mad.
Oh.
sorry, Stanley.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but that was my goal, and I didn't reach the goal of always. Anyway, on that, too, like, think about who you're surrounding yourself with, because first half of first semester, I didn't really care about my grades a lot, didn't study. I still, like, did okay, because it was pretty easy classes. Mm-hmm. But then I met my friend Morgan, who is, like, my best friend in college now. She loves Jesus. She loves horses. And she is insanely smart.
Yep.
And she is super hardworking. So she kind of helped me learn how to study, mm-hmm. kept me on track. Now, when we hang out, it's usually at the library. And so, anyway, that's really helpful to have friends that are also, like,
that trying are there to try to get good grades. Yeah.
Right.
That's what Travis is for me this year. Travis.
Shout out, Travis.
Shout out, Travis. We love you.
We do love Travis.
Travis, we're going to be living together. And so,
he
studies hard.
He does. An
engineering major, so he has to.
He does.
So he's going to get me on it.
He's going to get you.
All A's this semester.
There you go.
That's good.
We'll do it.
A's and B's. let's be realistic.
That's fair. But prayer request. I, at the BCM, I'm on leadership team for international. It's international team, but it's for international students. So not like international missions, but for students that are
coming to UK,
from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The team's goal is to go invite them to a Bible study that'll be at my house, and just like pour into them, make them feel welcome, because I don't remember the percentage, but a bunch of international mm-hmm. students never get a home-cooked meal while they're in America, which is, for most places, the culture of, like, you go to a new place and you get invited to somebody's house. And that doesn't happen a lot. So the goal of the team is to have those opportunities and make students feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Are you going to cook for them?
Was that shade?
She does okay, right?
That was so rude. No, I will be helping cook, but Morgan is actually a really good cook.
Okay.
So
Stanley's like, thank goodness.
You'll just be, like, talking.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Watch out. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even cook a single thing, also.
I didn't
so you
have
can't
to.
Even talk.
Sandwiches did the job.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so just doing that and, like, being bold and going and finding students and connecting with them is a big prayer request. And then also with that, that's going to be like a huge responsibility, I think. So balancing that and hopefully a job and classes and friendships, and then mm-hmm. also keeping up with my people down here. I feel like I know myself, I'm not good at balancing those things. Mm-hmm. If I'm really rooted in one place, I kind of lose other places. So balancing all the different aspects of my life is a big prayer request.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, you will have lots of people praying for y'all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, your families are praying for y'all and love y'all a ton. Thank y'all for coming and hanging out. Thank you, Stanley, for asking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was my idea.
It was totally, Stanley was like, you've never asked me to be on Table Talk. I was like, well, come on.
Yeah, because.
And then I got voluntold.
You did.
You should be thankful.
Okay.
Like, there are so many times Madison just didn't want to do something. I'm like, we should go do it.
Yeah.
It's good motivation.
I was kind of a homebody this summer.
She was.
Yeah.
All the reading.
I read like 10 books this summer. It was awesome.
I brought like 6 books to, and I swear I didn't even touch one.
Yeah.
You played a lot of pickleball and basketball.
I thought you were going to say Mario Kart. You played a whole bunch of
Did you play a lot of Mario Kart too?
She got cooked too.
Yeah.
But I will say we played Mario Kart at our family vacation last weekend and she beat everybody.
And I beat him every time.
So.
She had competition.
That's right.
She got better.
That's right. She improved her skills.
Thanks.
Y'all, thank y'all for what you're doing out in the world, sharing Jesus and just being a great example. Thank y'all for representing Sagemont in the community well, your families amazingly well, and most importantly, you're out there representing the Lord, and that's the most important part. Y'all are doing a great job, and I'm so proud of both of you, and we're here. You know that, but know that well. We are here. So thank y'all for coming and hanging out. Thank y'all for hanging out with us on Table Talk. Be praying for these two and all the kids going back to schools and colleges and all the different places as that is kicking off. And pray for all the mamas. Jennifer Stanley's mama.
Yep.
All of us that our kids are taking off. It's a deal. So when you see a mom whose kid has left for college, give them a hug. But thank y'all for hanging out with us on Table Talk. We will see you next time.